Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you all the top developments ahead of today's trading session. Well, first of all, apart from more details emerging on the government formation front and oath-taking ceremonies due this weekend following the election results, all eyes today will be on the Reserve Bank of India's monetary policy announcement that begins at 10 a.m. RBI Monetary Policy Committee is expected to remain on an extended pause and cut interest rates only in October after the Fed cycle starts. The central bank has been indicating that India's monetary policy reaction function crucially depends on domestic conditions, and the US Federal Reserve may not have much of an impact on it. This MPC meeting comes at a crucial time, falling between the recently concluded Lok Sabha elections and the upcoming full budget in July. This meeting follows a strong GDP growth report for the March quarter and persistent concerns about food inflation. The US Federal Reserve is not inclined to cut rates at this time, it seems. Now, given these factors, RBI MPC is expected to adopt a wait-and-watch approach with no immediate reason to rate cuts. All 10 economists polled by CNBC TV18 expect the MPC to leave the repo rate unchanged at 6.5% and retain the withdrawal of accommodation stance. All respondents also believe that even a stance change is likely only after August, with 80% of them expecting the first rate cut only in October, as things stand. Now, coming to the stock market, with the exit polls and results now out of the way, the market is set to post gains in a week in which it saw its biggest single day drop in 4 years and investors' wealth worth 30 lakh crore rupees was wiped out. Such has been the recovery in the Nifty over the last two sessions that Tuesday's fall now seems a thing of the past. The recovery has been anything but smooth. During Thursday's trading session, foreign investors continued to remain heavy sellers in the cash market, while domestic investors were net buyers. Now, the weekly expiry for the Nifty turned out to be choppy, and even if the index ended above the 22,800 mark, it closed trade 90 points off the day's high. Now, this choppiness may persist until more clarity on government formation and who gets which ministry emerges. The fact that this will also be a coalition government will be enough to keep the uncertainty lingering till a complete picture emerges. Today's session, as I said, will also be all about the RBI Monetary Policy Committee announcement. While the street anticipates a status quo and no change in stance, the focus will be on whether the MPC revises either of the GDP or the inflation estimates for the financial year 2025. On the global front, Asian stocks rose this morning as Wall Street wavered ahead of a key US jobs reading that's likely to guide the Fed's policy outlook. Australian and South Korean stocks rose and equities in Japan were steady, while futures in Hong Kong pointed higher. The S&P 500 in the US closed little changed overnight, having stalled near all-time highs as traders refrained from big bets ahead of US non-farm payrolls data. Contracts for US shares were steady in early Asian trading. US treasuries were steady while Australian yields edged lower. Now back home, the GIFT Nifty was trading flat, indicating a muted start for the Indian market ahead of the MPC outcome. Now many stocks to watch out for today. Wipro has won a contract worth $500 million for managed services for some products and industry-specific solutions from a leading US communications service provider. This contract is for a period of over 5 years. ICICI Bank will be in focus as the SEBI has warned the lender on its outreach program around the delisting of ICICI securities. ICICI Bank had undertaken an outreach program to maximize participation of the ICICI Securities shareholders in the voting process. SEBI has called this outreach program inappropriate. Meanwhile, UK's Chester Crown Court has ordered Tata Chemicals Europe to pay £1.1 million worth of fine for a safety incident which occurred in 2016. A contractor sustained injuries and subsequently passed away. PB FinTech Chairman and CEO Yashish Dhaiya has been issued a show cause notice by SEBI over a $2 million investment by a Dubai unit. This $2 million investment was made by PB FinTech FZ LLC Dubai for a 26.72% stake in YKNP Marketing Management. PB Fintech said that the show-cause notice will have no material impact on financials, operations, and other company activities, and that the company is seeking legal advice to take appropriate steps. Bajaj Finance and Bajaj Finserv will be in focus as well, as the board has approved IPO of Bajaj Housing Finance of equity shares of 10 rupees each by the company. The IPO will comprise of a fresh issue of equity shares worth 4,000 crore rupees and an offer for sale of equity shares, which is subject to market conditions, applicable approvals, regulatory clearances, and others. RVNL, meanwhile, has received a letter of award from NTPC for being the project execution agency for execution of balance civil and HM works of Barrage Complex, including part HRT package of Framam Hydro Electro Project Stage 3. Wellspun Enterprises will also be tracked today, as the Delhi High Court Mediation and Conciliation Centre has instructed Indian Oil Corporation to pay the company 15.96 crore rupees towards final settlement of claims and interest of 7.7 crore rupees on or before June 14th. The company had filed a suit before the Delhi High Court against IOC in August 2018 in relation to the Panipat Naphtha Cracker project. Hero MotoCorp board has approved the purchase of additional shares of up to 2% of Aether Energy for 124 crore rupees. And lastly, Muthoot Microfinance has entered into a strategic co-lending partnership with State Bank of India. With this collaboration, Muthoot Finance aims to extend its financial services to women entrepreneurs in rural and semi-urban regions across India. Well, those were the few cues to watch out for today. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 for more news and cues.